I am Father Kevin Shemiga. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Saturday, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, is from Luke's Gospel. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, they were returning, and the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among the relatives and acquaintances. Not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they didn't understand what he said to them. Today, as we look at the beautiful heart of Mary, we are to pay attention to the significance of this drama at the beginning of Jesus' life. The Lucan story reveals Mary's heart united in her son's heart. She listens to her son and seeks an understanding of her teenage son's decision to leave them and stay behind with the elders at Jerusalem. In a sense, Jesus wanders. Wandering is a usual and normal occurrence in the life of adolescents and Jesus. Jesus, enamored by the beauty of the temple in Jerusalem and the glamour of the wise leaders, stayed in Jerusalem. The story teaches us parents are a gift to their children to help them to make wise decisions. Mary and Joseph search for him. Their hearts are broken. Jesus is lost. Once they find him, they take him back to his humble beginnings, into their home and hearts, where Jesus will experience the Father and his will. The Father's will is a simple path of humility leading to the cross and resurrection. In the hearts of our family, neighbors, church, and Mary, we find the heart of Jesus.